Because it's been a while, you know, we were last talking about different things of tshuva, the tzaddik, and we're up to Os Mem Hei. And not that I expect any of you to remember, myself included, but we're talking about how to deal with the Yetzihara, how to rechannel the Yetzihara to the positive ways, and different forms of tshuva. One of the ideas of tshuva is talking about this tshuva called Anochi, a person's self-worth and self-confidence, tapping into that Anochi v'Hashem Elokecha. There's a certain amount of tshuva of a confidence. Now he transitions to a different type of tshuva, a difficult one. This is more appropriate for the Shovim period, but being at Parsha Zachar this coming week, and we read in the pasuk Asher Karcha B'Derech, Rashi already tells us Lashon Keri, and Mepharshim talk about it. It's a reference to Shivcha Zeler Vatela, and things of that sort. Rashi tells Mishka Zachar, but most explains generally Motzi Zeler Vatela. So this is a relevant topic for this week as well, and certainly all year round. So the piece itself is a hard piece to read. It's very short, abridged, shorthand, but hopefully it'll bring out the yesod as follows. So he writes here in Os Mem Hei, Kishachata harbe ad shenistam atshuva. A person sins over and over again until the tshuva is sealed from him, or so he feels. Kichar sogu dalsi, that his door has been shut. Libo, his heart, he's already been discouraged. He's been meyayish on doing any form of tshuva. A person could get to such a state, it happens. It's a hard place for a person to be. There's no such thing as yish by a Jew, we know. But still, a person might feel that way. So, Alzeh Amar, about such a person, it says, he's going to quote a lot of psukim, which makes it a bit tricky. But it says in the pasuk, Borei niv svasayim shalom shalom, that he creates lips for a place of peace. Borei niv svasayim shalom shalom. And what that means is, Reb Tzadok writes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Borei Yesh Me'ayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to create something from nothing. Yesh Me'ayin is nothing, Yesh is something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create something from nothing, even though this person feels like a nothing. Even though the person feels like there's no other place to turn, he's completely stuck. So nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to create Yesh Me'ayin. Hadibur Shel Shalom, Shalom, that statement, that speech of Shalom, Shalom, of peace, Shu Kabbalah Satshuva, that's Kabbalah Satshuva. When a person's at peace with himself, when the Kaddish Baruch Hu accepts his tshuva, that's called Shalom, he writes. So there's such a place that a Kaddish Baruch Hu could create a path of tshuva. He could create a tunnel. He could create an opportunity of what's called sometimes Bab Machteres. A person is feel like he's underground, but there's a way, Bab Machteres is a reference to Sugi and Sanhedrin, to tunnel his way through, to come out of it. Which is hepech, which is the opposite, hanemar l'rishayim ein shalom. But a Russia has no shalom. A Russia has no peace. What does that mean? So he says, tchilas osa parsha, the beginning of that parsha, the kapitel in Yeshaya, Nun Zayin, the pasuk, it says in the pasuk, hanechamim ba'elim. So those have nechama, and these acts, what's referring to is, he explains in greater detail in the footnote here, there's a reference to Shadarshu al Hamotzi Zera Levatala. This pasuk is describing one who's Motzi Zera Levatala. And if you look in the beer, it explains how we get from one place to the next. Shal Ze Amar Zohar Ein Moel Lo Tshuva. And the pasuk says a Rasha Ein Lo Shalom. It's a reference to person's Motzi Zera Levatala, which the Zohar writes a scary thing, that there's no tshuva for such a person. Such a person is Motzi Zera Levatala, such a Rasha, there's no opportunity to turn back. And Tchilas Osa Parsha, the beginning of the Parsha, it's referring to a tzaddik avad, a tzaddik was lost. What's a tzaddik? The Adua Bezoar, the Shomer Abris Nikra Tzaddik. One who preserves the Os Bris Kodesh is called a tzaddik. Yosef Tzaddik, those who have not listened to, I highly encourage you to listen to Weinberger's series on Yosef Tzaddik. And it's a very popular series about this Indian. And overall, just many things about men and health. So a tzaddik is a person who's shomer bris os bris kodesh, but this tzaddik's been lost. He was not keeping the bris os bris kodesh. He writes Hashem called parsha. The whole parsha is talking about that topic of motzi zera levatala. Visham kara yishayi li tzahara michshol. And the pasuk in Yeshayah is describing this yetzer hara in this particular area as a michshol, as a stumbling block. Gemara in Sukkah refers to the yetzer hara as a michshol. The yetzer hara comes in different forms. So in this context of motzi zeler, atal, it's referred to as michshol. Shumin atzad hazeh shumachshol fnei iver bedaver gamken. That a michshol, we know, lifnei iver lo tidei michshol, not to place a stumbling block in front of the iver. So this michshol, the yetzer hara, even affects a person when he's blind. What that means is, they explain down here in the beer, that even when a person's sleeping, even when he's blind, kiviyachol, he's sleeping, this yetzer hara is so strong, it has a way to be a stumbling block for every single person. It's such a strong, powerful yetzer hara. And that's the whole context of the parsha. And this Indian, it says there's no tshuva. La Russia ain't shalom. Vamar, it says the pasuk sulu avne kodesh hamishtapchos brosh chutos. Remove all the rocks. Remove all the stumbling blocks. So what's the etza? What's the way out? What's the tshuva, guys? Va'etza writes Tzadok kicho. It says in the rest of the pasuk, this is the way out. Even though it says La Russia ain't shalom, there's a way out. There's an opportunity of tikkun and tshuva. Kadosh hu b'makom geder erva, it says in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Chicho amar ram v'nisa shochein ad v'kadosh shemo marim v'kadosh eshkon. Very similar to shochein ad, we say shachar's morning. It's referring to this place of shochein ad v'kadosh shemo. Kadosh is always a reference to a geder me erva. Kadoshim tiyu. And the parsha achremos is all about arayos. Kadoshim tiyu, you have to separate. You have to make proper gedarim. You have to have filters on your phones. You can't be by yourself with your phones and computers. I've heard poskim say there's an isser yichud to be with the computer. You have to put proper gedarim on. That's called kadoshim tiyu. Proper separations. Where to go, how to walk around, how not to look at things. That's called kadoshim tiyu. And then the pasuk says, how do you get to this place of shochin ad kadoshimo? The pasuk says, vesdaka ushvaruach. One who's very humble, one who's very low, one who's modest. Ki yesh me'ayin yadua liyodim sheyesh makum shenikra ayin. Because there's this place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, he can make yesh me'ayin, he could create something from nothing. There's a place called ayin, there's a place called nothingness. There's an ayin of nothingness, which is yadua liyodim, those who know, meaning those who learn Sifrei Kabbalah, those who learn Sifrei Torah, those who learn Sif Sechein, right? Good Chabur in the morning, guys. Sif Sechein. Those who learn, understand, there's this place called Ayin, Yaduli Yodim. Sheish Makom Shenikra Ayin, there's a place in this world called Ayin. You go to this place of nothingness, which is a place that's equivalent to Vezdaka, a person who's Daku Shvaruach, a person who's low, who feels like he's a nothing. Shemasig, or Nelam Kazeh, when you obtain such a light, such a hidden light, Kazeh, Misha Masik Briya Chadasha, Yesh Me'ayim. Once you hit that place of Ayin, you now are Zocha to a Yesh Me'ayim. You need a Yerida L'tzarach Aliyah sometimes. You need to get to this place that's rock bottom, this place of Ayin. We'll get to say how to get to that in just a moment. But when you hit Ayin, Kadosh Baruch Hu could be Yesh Me'ayim. So even though L'Rasha in Shalom, even though to a Rasha there's no peace, there's no tshuva, but there's still a way to get tshuva. How is that? Veich masig zeh. How do you get to such a place? How do you find ayin? Where does ayin exist? Yadu maimer habal shem tov. It's well known with Baal Shem Tov explained a pasuk that we've been saying quite often since October 7th. Api Hashem tzilcha. That says Hashem shemimrecha, Hashem tzilcha yad binecha. The Kadosh Baruch Hu watches us. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is our shadow. He's our shade. He's our tzel. And what that means is that there's this concept, and Nefesh HaChaim talks about this, that when we do something in this world, you know, when you move, my shadow follows where I move. So when we move, HaKadosh Baruch Hu follows where we move. He's our shadow. It's a strange thing to imagine that. It sounds like we're the Iker and he's the Tafel. We're the Schach and he's the Tzel. There's a lot of connection. We'll be learning Sukkah Mitzvah Hashem next month. We'll talk a lot about the Tzel in terms of Panemius, how that all works. But Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem's the shade. We're the schach. We're the movements. We're the mitzvah. When we do a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the shade. He's just reacting to what we're doing. Kiviyachol. And that was the idea of what the Baal Shem Tov explained. And kasher, hu shafal ruach, when a person is very humble and modest and lowly, Ad shehu la'ayin mamish, until he feels like he's a nothing. Az zochel chach. Then you hit that place. Now, how do you get to that place? So all the Baal Shem Tov explained was, when you hit ayin, so Kadosh Baruch Hu goes to the place of ayin, and now that's yesh me'ayin. Kadosh Baruch Hu creates. When I fall, like I feel like I'm nothing, Kadosh Baruch Hu feels like he's a nothing. Now, there's a piece, I saw from Kedushas Levi recently, a couple weeks ago, I think I shared it, Shal Shudas in my shul, that, you know, we're often davening for things that we need, things that we want. But the highest way to daven is that with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what's best for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina. Baal Shem Tov is, it's not a stira. Kedushas Levi says it's not a stira. Kedushas Levi says, when you're in pain, when you're in need, that means a Kadosh Baruch Hu is in need, a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. So when you're davening for yourself, you're davening for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Either that means because Kadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain, or that means because every single person has a chelek al kamima. We all have a certain neshama, a godliness within us, and then that, by definition, what we're pained by, what we need, a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs. So it's not a stira, says the Kedushas Levi. We're all one and the same. So when we hit that place of ayin, that place of nothingness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also kivyachol hits that place of nothingness. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a place of ayin, a place of nothingness, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could get himself out of that place of nothing and take us with him, because he could create yesh me'ayin. He writes, HaMeromim mekol shu ol ilas hakol, shorish kol natsim, fine, we can skip that, v'kadosh. V'zeh, that's what it means, ki lo liyom chas v'shom, doesn't mean that l'rush ain shalma, doesn't mean that there's never any tshuva for Russia. There's no tshuva for a person's motzi zeh levatal. It doesn't exist. It's not true. That's not what it means. He goes on to explain, it's a little bit cryptic what he means here, but what he means here, and they explain in the beer in the bottom here, is that although we may not be able to create the tshuva, we can't just do tshuva and al-chet in that way, but there's a way for us to trigger the tshuva. The way to trigger the tshuva, normally a person does something wrong, this is al-chet, he asks mechila for his beyan l'chavero. But by Motzi Zeh Levatala, Rav Tzadok writes, there's no way for us to directly do it, but there's an indirect way to do it. The indirect way to do it is for a person, and there are a few ways to get to that place of ayin, but to a person to feel guilty, a person to feel ashamed, to feel humbled, to be honest, to be humble rather, and modest, a person should feel very me'ayin. And when you feel ayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels ayin, and you've brought HaKadosh Baruch Hu down with you in that yirida, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings you up, he creates it. He could create yesh me'ayin, we can't. We could find ayin, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu then creates yesh me'ayin, and that's the eta to do it. So though the Zohar does write, there's no tshuva for such a person, and the Rasha ein shalom, Rav Tzadok says, that's not true. And although this is a particular situation, particular aveira, but people sometimes feel this way in life, in different things they feel stuck, in certain things that they go through in life, different nisyonos, it could be parnasa, it could be health, it could be anxiety, it could be whatever struggles a person might have, and they feel like he's stuck. So if we're told that the avera, the one avera that Zohar describes as having no way out, the Rebbe Tzadok says there's a way out, alachas kam v'kama, every situation there's a way out, doesn't mean it's easy. Sometimes you need tactics, you need strategies, you need to trick the Yetzer, you need to trick the mind to get there, but there's always a way out. So I remember, I'll just finish off with this, I guess, funny mice, whatever you call it, but one of my first times in Esh Kodesh, it was, I don't think it was Purim, it was either Purim or Hanukkah, let's say it's Purim, just because it's Purim. But one of the mesibas early in the day before shul got so big, when it was people's homes, at such a time it was like crammed in someone's home, it was Labor Day, then they moved to shul as the shul got bigger. But it was someone's home, one of my first times there, and I was still getting to know Rav Weinberger. Now, he was certainly well-known, not as well-known as now, but I didn't know him well. But we got along nicely with each other. And this was a big lesson for me, because he spoke about when he was younger, he watched Batman and Robin. So that self, that alone really connected to me. Like, I would never speak about such things in public, but he was. Like, I could embrace my past and whatever, you know, quote, non-Jewish songs once in a while, which I don't know any non-Jewish songs, so it's really not helpful for me. But either way, that self was a nice, it was good for me to hear that. But he was describing, and I remember this very clearly, when I was watching Batman and Robin when I was younger, that they'd get to the scene where, like, Batman and Robin were fighting with whatever the enemies are, Joker, I guess, and Penguin, if I remember correctly, different types of enemies of theirs, and they'd have, like, pow and bang and boom and all these, like, funny, like, sounds. And then what happened, they got stuck, and the walls were closing and closing and closing and tighter and tighter, and then it says break for commercial. and you have no idea how they're going to get out of this. Completely stuck. The walls are about to close. They're about to get crushed. And then the commercial's over, comes back, and somehow they get out of the situation. Weinberg was saying at the time that sometimes we feel like we're stuck. There's nowhere to go, nowhere to look. We're completely locked in to whatever it is we're struggling with, whatever nisayon, whatever aveiras, whatever it might be. There's no such thing as ever being stuck. There's always a way out. It's always a way out. So give us all bracha. Bracha that Purim is right around the corner. Purim is a day of tefillah, a big Yom HaTefillah. Guys, take advantage of it. Have an extra long Shemini Esrei. Have in mind a lot of things for daven for a shidduch, daven for your learning, daven for health, daven for parnasa, daven for lot, daven for klai, so daven for the shechina. We should be zocha to all come healthy out of our different struggles. We should come out strong. We should find that place of shalom for all of us. And we should be zocha to the shalom across the world with the gula shema ba'amitas. And here be amen, amen, amen.